Through the Eyes of Truth, written by Susie Boots. Introduction. I always thought I knew how to pray, as any time I remembered to thank God for my blessings, I would pray. Whenever I was feeling lost and had turmoil in my life, I would sit down and pray. After I left my full-time job and a long-term career doing something that didn't fulfill me, I began feeling an internal restlessness. I'd always dreamt of becoming a writer and inspiring those around me, but it wasn't until my mom lost her battle with breast cancer when I truly learned to understand the power of prayer. I went from believing that through faith all things were possible to the painful realization that not even faith can prevent the passing of someone you love. Before Mom passed away, I used to write poems, and I always dreamt of following in her footsteps of being a published author. Writing was always the most comfortable method I had of expressing my voice, and it allowed me to feel connected to one of her amazing talents. After Mom died, I didn't write again for 5 years. I was so sad that I could not bring myself to tap into the feelings of loss I had experienced from losing my mom. One afternoon, I sat down and asked God in prayer to show me my truth. I wanted to know where my life was going and what I could do to replace the feelings of sadness and restlessness with feelings of fulfillment and joy. What happened next was the answer to my prayer. I sat down and opened my computer and began to write. The words just flowed out of me with such speed, and all I could see in front of me were the words that flooded across the keyboard to create this book. These words are the reflection of my spiritual dialogue and the answer to my prayer. It's my belief that each of us needs to go within our own soul and discover God and hear the answer to our own prayers. Nothing can speak for God outside of you because source energy resides within each and every one of us individually. These words are only my prayer, and I chose to share them because maybe one person will discover their own intimate time with God and go within for their own prayer. Most importantly, realize that every word, thought, and emotion is heard. These pages are filled with the answers that I was hearing from the echoes of my soul as I shared my time in prayer with God. The words on these pages began to fill with information that I would later go back and hear, only to discover that my journey to find knowledge and inspiration would truly inspire me to share with others who may be experiencing their own journey into self. For some individuals will hear these words and find they are not in agreement, as it does not resonate with their spiritual journey at this time. However, others may hear this journal and become inspired to seek God within themselves and ask the same questions. How can you become happier, more abundant, and find your own purpose on this precious journey called life? This is just one segment of my journey, one that began with the passing of my mother. If it can lead me to a long and beautiful passage through the windows of my soul, then her death and her fight was not in vain. What she taught me in life, she continued to share with me in her passing. God is real. Miracles happen every day, and nothing will ever separate the love of a mother from her child, not in life and not even in death. My mom often told me that I was a cocoon on the verge of transforming into a butterfly. It's as if she somehow knew the spiritual journey I would be embarking upon. Through the turns and passages on the road through my spiritual journey, I can now honestly say, Mama, I think I finally become that butterfly. Throughout this book, the Source, also referred to as God, is that perfect and all-powerful spirit or being that I believe guides us all. Source is used throughout this book to describe the spirit or being because this transcends any man-inspired religion. These words are only my perception to the answer to my prayer through the communication I have established with my source energy. These words are not meant to replace any doctor's advice or any other necessary treatment. They are merely a documentation of the answer to my prayer, in hopes that they will inspire you to seek source energy from within your soul.
So, Susie, why'd you write this book?
I began writing this because I felt in my heart I was at a point in my life where I truly was at a standstill. I was scared. I had left a job that I was in a career in for about 17 years, and I had started becoming self-employed. I was a pageant coach, and I really felt in my heart I needed some clarity. And in order for me to have clarity in my life, writing is the best tool and the best instrument for me to be able to do that.
And are these your words in a conversation you were having with God?
They are. I have always believed in the power of prayer. From a very, very young child, I can remember having talks with God and just hearing His voice in the echoes of my soul. This was the way that I was able to be able to process all of the information that was coming to me, because I literally dropped to my knees one afternoon. I was so scared. I was so upset. And I said, God, you've got to show me my truth. And all of a sudden, I just felt the strongest urge to write. And it's these words that I had been familiar with, the way they filled my soul, started coming through to me. And I knew that this was my prayer being answered by God. It was my conversation with God.
In the book, it does seem like you're often talking about your life, but it also seems like you're talking about my life, about anybody's life.
Absolutely. The amazing thing about this was, ever since I was a little girl, I really felt in my heart I was going to have a calling to inspire somebody. And I knew through inspiration that it would be through a connection with God. God is literally within each and every one of us, whether we acknowledge it or not. And as I became more aware of the words that were flowing through me, they were relating to my question and to my fears, but they were also words an instruction that could guide anybody. And as I wrote these words, the most amazing feeling came over me. Every time I would sit down and write, I felt connected to God. And through these messages, I not only felt the words come through me, but I really felt the emotion and the love that God was expressing to me about the love for all of us, because we're all connected. We're all one.
Well, let's hear what you and God have to say.
Lesson 1, The Power of Prayer. When the Book of God was written in the form of the Bible, the message from Source was not only that every soul walking the world in their lifetime would know God in some manner that was personal to them, but the intent was to remind each and every soul of the fact that they are never apart from God. This was made evident through the scriptures that are in the form of words, so all who read them will know and understand. Although they are experiencing a world that may seem separate from Source, they are truly one and the same. The scriptures were written as a message of hope to remind every soul that through the experience of their journey on this earth, they are one with the omnipotent Creator. This Creator lies within the heart and souls of everyone experiencing their life, whether they're aware of it or not. The message remains the same. God and every living creature reside in the same Spirit. All anyone needs to do is call upon their Creator, and there they will find Source. Not only was the Word of God made present to those who wrote the words that filled the beautiful pages of the Bible, but if God can speak to one soul to share a message, then why not speak to individual souls to remind them of who they are? What began as an intention to share the message of God became perceived that only special or anointed souls can receive the Word of God. But how can that be if the Creator resides within each and every one of your souls? There is no one soul that is greater or more loved by God than another. So how could it be explained in truth that only certain individuals may receive the Word of God? Yet this illusion fills the hearts and the minds of so many who are experiencing their life on this journey. They need to be reminded that if God can speak to a group of men who are no more holy for what they do than for who they are, then can God not speak to the homeless man on the street? Can He not speak to the chairman of a worldwide company, or to a wife and mother to a beautiful family? As a matter of fact, how much more beautiful that these words be expressed and written from a soul who once felt so far removed from her own love that she doubted she was even loved at all. You, my child, represent a part of every soul facing their life today and asking the question you posed to yourself years ago. If God is all-encompassing and omnipotent, then how is it that He doesn't hear me when I speak to Him? How would my life be in the manner in which it currently is if there were a source of divine love and guidance that can remove the burden from my heart and hear my prayer? The message that God speaks to each of you within the beautiful and individual experiences you are each having should be the most important message you are trying to receive. In order to understand this, then it would be made evident that if your soul hears God through the love and understanding of your gracious hearts, then it is with complete truth that God hears every soul as well. How can Source not hear that which it already is? This point needs to be made clear to the world through your words, dear child. Only then will many remember the fact that they are never alone. Although their journey may have led them to experience the illusion that they are separate from their Creator, it is just an illusion. For now is the time the souls walking this lifetime awaken and remember their true perfection. For only in the remembering of their perfection can they move forward on their journey towards seeking the love, happiness, and realization of their own spirit. I have sent messengers throughout many generations to share in the words of this truth, and they have come from those in religious sectors. Yet I have also sent many messengers of truth in the forms of beautiful and individual people all around you. In order to comprehend that God does not come from a place outside of yourself, but rather from a place within yourself, the messengers need to be relatable to all people, including the homeless, the sick, the children, and the healers. I have created churches and temples for all to celebrate, educate, and remind themselves of the love of God, yet not everyone attends these houses of worship. Since so many are turning away from the rituals and seeking their truth in different forms, then I send lightworkers to reach these people and remind them of the message that I share to those in the houses of worship. Every soul needs to remember that they are not alone, and they have only to seek me inside of their soul. There, they will find their source for love, happiness, and true abundance. I have sent a messenger who has struggled with feelings of unworthiness her entire life, only to reveal through my eyes the meaning of true worth. In this journey that your beautiful soul is experiencing, many will understand the shift of energy, the same energy that is removing them from negative experiences into situations where they must look for the answers to their soul's questions from within. No longer are there people in their lives telling them what to do, how to think and speak, and how to feel. Now, the shift is occurring to many, so they may stop looking outward for their happiness to a world filled with the perception of lack. Instead, look within the confines of their soul and discover unlimited potential and abundance. Many have forgotten who they are and what they love, because in their journey to have and to do, they forgot all they need to have is self-love and do what their heart desires. How is it that during this journey throughout your life, you have forgotten yourself in the search for happiness? Now, many of you are on a journey into self-discovery, because the illusions you have created no longer serve your higher good. You have created lives where you must have abundance, yet you don't know what abundance truly is. In the quest for this abundance, you have given up of your time with your family, with your friends, and with yourself. In this journey that many have created for themselves, you have discovered a world of illusions that no longer serve you. Now that your soul cries out for itself, your reality is breaking forth, which in turn is disrupting everything you ever thought you wanted. Where there is truth, falsehood cannot exist. There is either illusion or reality, true or false, love or fear. Many souls have created an illusion based upon fear and falsehood. Now their souls are awakening to the shift in energy, and everything they have created that they once thought they wanted is moving away from them at a rapid speed. This is causing a greater propelling of fear that is being thrust into their illusion. In turn, this is creating more things to be afraid of and bringing them farther from the truth. It's a vicious cycle that needs to be broken, and you will break it by remembering who you are. Remember your truth, which is that all the answers to your prayers lay within your beautiful souls, because this is where God the Father resides. The problem is many souls are praying and not receiving the answer they expect or want, and in turn, many have stopped asking and stopped believing. This is also creating a negative tide in the flow of energy. Once a person loses hope, they have lost sight of their divine and perfect soul, which has been crying out to them all along. Only they have silenced the voice of their own soul through coping mechanisms such as addictions, overworking, denial, anger, and many other methods they have created in order to cope. Yet these coping mechanisms are bringing them farther from their reality and closer to their illusion of more lack, more sadness, more stress, and more hopelessness. Do you see how the creation of negative energy into your experience, combined with feeding that energy, only perpetuates the creation of more of the same? In order to stop the effect of negative energy, the polar opposite needs to be sent out. The opposite of fear is love. How does one send love out into the universe when they're experiencing hopelessness and heartache themselves, but through the act of prayer? There is no greater expression of love than a soul reaching out to God to remember their connection to divine source. The energy being sent out when a soul prays has such a positive effect on negative energy, it not only surpasses it, but returns to that soul with unlimited love. However, oftentimes, when a soul prays, they are asking God to provide them an answer to what they think they want, rather than what they truly need. Remember, there is no soul that is separate from God, yet when many pray, they feel a sense of separateness. The feeling of being separated leads to experiences that create more feelings of being separated from self and thus from source. The beautiful truth about prayer is the expression from your heart and soul, so words don't have to be profound or even spoken. They can be felt. The experience of remembering that God is within you immediately reminds you in your illusion that you are never apart. When you pray, do you walk up to a certain individual expecting them in return to speak back to you in the form of God? No. When you pray, you close your eyes and go within. Despite how heavy your heart may feel, your truth cannot be denied. The truth is that God is present in your soul. How is it then so many fail to pray, and when they do pray and don't receive the answer they wanted, they cease to pray altogether? There is an interesting phenomenon occurring in the world in which you live. Technology has created many opportunities for communication which would not be present otherwise. This technology allows souls to communicate at a high rate of speed with without ever having to be present in front of the other. What has replaced face-to-face communication is advancing so quickly that it's rare for souls not to utilize its benefits. I ask you this: how is it that one can send out a form of communication through thought, typed onto a computer screen, and not question that the recipient of the message will receive it? Yet this same soul doubts that God hears their own prayers. How is it further that the same soul can receive a response from a computer and a face that they don't see in physical form and believe it is from the person who they seek? Souls in this lifetime are more willing to believe that something such as technology allows communication without seeing the proof of that individual who sent it, and yet fail to believe that their message intended to God is not heard and received and sent back to them again in the same form which it was sent. How is it that souls are more willing to put their faith in technology, which was created by man, and yet not have faith in the God who created them? How does a soul become so unattached to itself that it fails to believe in its own perfection, yet doesn't doubt the perfection of another? If you place your faith in others and in things of the outer world, then you will find you are still searching for answers to the questions outside of yourself. Truth lies within, and only by seeking this truth within your perfect soul will you discover your truth. Prayer is the connection that opens communication between God and soul. If souls were to spend as much time speaking to God and waiting for His response as they do on the internet while communicating to one another in the many forms they have access to, more souls would find their way back to self and back to Source. Ultimately, they would find their way back to their truth. Ask yourself this: when you pray, what is your motivation for praying? It's a simple question that creates a great deal of thought. One rarely sends out a form of communication without first knowing what they're going to say and ultimately waiting for a response. Yet few pray and wait for a response to their prayers. They are more interested in creating their world without rather than creating their world from within. You are more willing to believe that a message was received through technology than to believe it was received by your Creator. The truth lies in your perception of it. If you believe that another has received your message which you cannot physically see arrive in front of this person, and are even more willing to believe that person which you cannot see is responding to your communication, then why will you not allow God the same faith? What is it that prevents your eyes from seeing truth? It's because you do not love yourself completely. When I answer you, the words, thoughts, and feelings you receive are immediately disregarded. You don't trust that they are from your God, from your Creator. Only when you begin searching for love of anything from within, there you will discover a world beyond your imagination. You have only forgotten yourself, and in the process, you forgot me as well. How is it that you trust the voices from other lost souls as truth, yet you disregard your own inner voice? Prayer is not about speaking endlessly or repeating words that have no meaning to you. The act of praying is sacred. It serves as your communication into self, into a higher awareness, and into your own source of abundance of all you have ever and will ever need. Prayer is not only about loving and believing in God, but in the act of loving and believing in yourself. Prayer is also to know truth when you hear it, see it, and feel it from within. So now I ask you, dear child, what is your prayer? When you bow your head and your heart seeks truth from within, be prepared to listen and to hear me. By praying without the feeling of that which you are seeking, they merely become empty words filling your thoughts. Prayer is an act of love, It's a choice that you make to reconnect yourself with me. Prayer is a communication that involves the asking and the receiving of the answer. Yet all too often, you will call out to me in prayer and then turn off your intuition, the same channel in which lies your answer. When you don't receive the answer you are searching for, then you disregard the existence of your Creator, ultimately doubting the prayer was even heard. What so many fail to recognize is the act of praying is a celebration for God. It is the recognition of one soul to its Creator. If you take one moment and just wait for an answer, even if it is not the answer in which you seek, you will merge with your Creator once again. Prayer is not just for your soul, but also for the union of your soul with God. For prayer lies in understanding that you are not only seeking to connect with God, but that God is seeking to connect with you. If you only understood through the act of praying, your divine source is waiting for you to reach out and experience every possibility that you were truly meant to feel. When you close your eyes and turn your love and attention inward, your words and prayers are met with anticipation from your Creator, for you are a perfect soul experiencing an imperfect journey. Prayer is a celebration of your unity with God. In this unification is where you connect with your authentic soul, with your truth, and with the source of love and life. How then can the act of praying be such a sacred gift, and yet you question whether or not I hear you? Only now, as you have learned to pray, you have felt the connection grow within your soul. You have learned to trust what you receive and realize that I am never apart from you. Instead of asking for worldly goods, your prayers have turned into expectations of conversation and seeking your truth. There you found just what you were seeking. Through your faith and knowingness that your prayer was being heard, you anticipated an answer from me. When you heard my response and knew in your heart the answer you were seeking was in accordance to your truth, then your hands began to type on this keyboard the lessons you were learning. These words have assisted you in discovering yourself. The only difference is now when you pray, you trust, and more conversation occurred in response to that trust. Now you appreciate the intimate connection with your own soul, and through these words are you reminded of your truth. Seek ye therefore your own soul, and in the journey you will find me waiting for you with love and an open heart. Had you not been prepared throughout this journey to expect a response from your prayers, then you may have missed the documentation of these lessons. Instead, you acknowledged your passion for writing and embraced a part of yourself that you had hidden in the corner of your closet for most of your life. You've shaken off the dust and cobwebs only to find the bright light glowing from your soul from which to share a message to another. If these words reach just one other soul who is gently reminded of his or her perfection, then through writing these words, that one soul is a pure reason to place these words into form. By reminding even one perfect soul of their truth, then how is it that these words are not sending a ripple effect through that one soul who is moved to remind one more soul of their perfection? Suddenly, the light of every soul who is reminded of their own truth becomes brighter and a beacon for others to see. Light the world through reminding them of their soul's perfection. Change your outer world by going within to create your inner kingdom. You have learned the art of expectations, so expect these words to be received only by those who are meant to be reminded of who they are. These words will not fall upon closed eyes, for you cannot create another person's reality. If one soul does begin hearing these words, only to discover they are not vibrating at the same frequency of this message and their reaction becomes negative, then they are not reacting to you, my child. They are reacting to the world in which they have created for themselves. You are not responsible for the thoughts, emotions, and fears another soul chooses to create within their world. You are responsible for your truth. You have a love and a passion to write and to seek truth. One of the greatest truths you must realize now is that love creates love and fear creates more fear. You lived in a world of fear, and now embrace those gifts which you love, so the law of energy will create more of the same. By writing these words, you are not only reminding one special soul of their truth, you are reminding them of their own perfection. Through this energy you send out, you create more love, which in turn comes back to you in the form of love. This is your form of prayer, my child. Many years ago in the closet of your mind, you closed your eyes and prayed to me in love. This prayer was for the ability to heal the world one person at a time. These words, this journal, and this complete journey, my child, was your wish. This wish you have now created into a reality. What you considered to be in accordance to my will, you have become aware was always your prayer. So, now ask yourself if there is a God who hears your prayers. These words are my answer to your prayer. These words are created to remind you of who you truly are. In this experience that you call life, you are in complete control of your own emotions. There lies a responsibility in understanding this. Once you recognize that you are in control through your own thoughts and emotions, then you realize your power to create your world and mold it into the experiences that you choose to have. The only difference in your prayer is in the act of hearing my voice and trusting that the communication you are receiving has been from a pure place of love and light. If you can witness through these words formed the process of your journey into your soul, then how is it that your answer will not be recognized? You prayed to heal the world, and if your journal heals just one soul, then the answer was yes. So I ask you, my child, has your prayer healed your soul? I am with you always. I have never left you, and in your heart and soul we will be connected forever. Together, we are the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. You have only to remember me. And there you will find me waiting for you. You will feel my presence in the moments you share your love with yourself and realize what a beautiful and perfect child of God you are. I love you now and forever. Lesson 2, Self-Love. When you pray, you are required to go within and turn your attention towards that which you do not see with your physical eyes, yet feel with your heart. You are aware the journey into self begins with a prayer and is answered from the deepest core of your soul. Yet many of you fear turning your attention within, as you have developed a view of yourself of anything less than perfect. However, those views were adopted by you from choice. Now you have the same choice to turn your love and attention within and choose to see yourself as a perfect child of God that you are. I tell you, the most difficult part of prayer is not the faith that you entrust that your Creator hears your prayer, but through looking within your soul and seeing yourself as perfection. You have placed too many distractions in your own surroundings in order to keep yourself from having to look within. You have placed difficulties in relationships that removed your love of self and replaced it with more fear. All of these situations you placed into your own life in order to not have to look within and pray. Instead of seeking me in prayer, you discovered ways of coping that continued feeding your illusion until one day I removed you from all distractions and you had only the opportunity to look within yourself, and there you found me. It is fear that prevents so many souls from communicating in solitude with God. It is within the silence where you discover your soul and your own perfection. Never doubt that you are a child of God. Where there is love, there can be no more fear. Once you discovered your inner world, your awareness opened up unlimited possibilities. You realize the correlation of what actions your fear created in order to survive on its own energy. Prayer instilled within you a sense of discipline. Then you were no longer turning inward in moments of fear or panic, but in moments of serenity and solitude as well. You turned your energy within for an experience in love. When you sought God, who is love in its purest form, there you discovered your own self, which created more love, which then created self-love. You cannot seek me and not find the love of your own soul. Yet this was a fear so deep within you that you failed to realize it prevented you from seeking me and communicating with me out of love. Ask in prayer a question and wait for the answer. Do not ask a question and then leave yourself to once again join the chaos and confusion of your illusion. So many souls seek to discover their own truth through prayer, only to leave the conversation in abrupt manner and wonder why your prayer was never answered. I ask you, my child, when you speak to another, do you ask a question and walk away prior to receiving an answer? Yet so many souls fail to pray correctly because they seek to find peace. Yet when they have to turn their attention inward to the perfection of their own souls, it makes them so uncomfortable that they cannot hold their attention long enough to hear my answer. Rarely are the answers to your prayers in the form of a simple yes, no, or not now. Again, when you have a conversation with your parent, child, or spouse, are you only answering in one-sentence answers? Then how is it that you believe your Creator and the purest source of love in your life would answer you any differently? In the days that you chose not to await my answer, it was easier to justify not having to meet yourself and fulfill your destiny. You place the blame on the illusion that your prayer was not met with any type of response, for I have always been ready to hear your call, and I await for your attention at every moment of your existence. If you choose to pray and cease to wait for an answer that is gently spoken in your soul, then do not feed the illusion that you do not pray because there is no other soul to hear you. Instead, be honest with yourself and realize you are not ready to hear the answer out of fear of the unknown. If your answer comes in the form of another question or in the awakening of your soul, this frightens you because it is unknown and unfamiliar to you. It is both astounding and deceiving that you spend most of your life attempting to get to discover new relationships, yet neglect to provide yourself even half of the love and attention that you are supplying to these people. Prayer is a form of seeking God through your own soul and reconnecting with the one source of love and power that unites yourself to God. How is it that you can spend most of your days speaking to others and yet neglect to speak to God? How is it that you can seek out the approval and affection from others, yet you fail to provide yourself with the same love and affection you provide to those around you? The world is on a roller coaster that feeds its own illusions. Rather than getting off of the frightening ride, you choose to buckle yourself in tighter and hope that someone else lets you off the ride. Yet you have given into the illusion that there was even a roller coaster there to begin with. The emotional highs and lows you experience are all too often created from your own thoughts and emotions, which too often turns into fear. Your experience in life is comprised of both emotions, which is why you choose to experience your life in the manner in which you're living it. Would it not be a more pleasant experience if you were aware of the truth that lies within you? This truth being that you create the experiences of love and fear through your energy. What you focus on expands, whether it is love-based or fear-based. This is why prayer is so vital to your soul. Prayer reminds you of your truth. Living your life without prayer is like getting into a car with no steering wheel or brakes and just hoping the ride takes you where you want to go. The problem is all too often lost souls do not know what will create their happiness. They are so far removed from their own souls to even remember what made them happy to begin with. So instead of turning within for your answers, you seek answers through other unhappy and lost souls. Thus, you perpetuate more and more of the same. This world in which you're sharing your experiences of life is filled with so much illusion. There's a price for apathy. You are more willing to believe the advice of another with strong opinions of what is best for you when they are not even living their best life. You all share the keys to wealth and abundance when so many of you have no idea as to the true meaning of abundance. How is it that you are more willing to ask another lost soul how your experience of life should be defined rather than trusting yourself and looking within for your answers to your own questions? You look at the economy in this world today and wonder how the chaos formed such a circumstance. I ask you, how could it not? Your perception of the economic crisis is being perpetuated by your media sources, which report primarily the fear-based stories. This, then, creates more and more fear to discuss. Believe it or not, there are still so many individuals who are creating unlimited wealth and abundance in every form in their lives, yet you hear not of them because they're not newsworthy. Your media feeds the interests of the souls who are paying attention to it. As a society, if you were not focused on the negative, there would be no negative stories to share. Instead, you choose to create your illusion from the words and thoughts of another rather than seeking your own reality from within. You should be asking your God and Creator for the answers to your prayers. Do you realize that when you seek the advice from a lost soul, you are regarding the worthiness of that person over that of mine? What is it you do when you close your eyes and seek out God? You're seeking the advice, love, and direction from your source. Yet you are more interested in trusting the advice and opinion from another lost soul and taking their word as fact before you trust going within yourself to ask God for love and direction. It is not just faith that you lack, my child. You lack love for yourself to first seek that which you are searching for from a place of love rather than fear. The moment you go within and pray to God is the moment you must look within the beautiful light of your own soul and see yourself. Yet it is not the imperfection that most of you fear encountering. It is, in fact, your own perfection. For how can you be so loved, beautiful, and perfect when you live in a world that is experiencing the illusion of something completely different? You fear your own love. There are two powerful creators of emotion, love and fear. If you were seeking out the advice from fear, then what is it that you will receive in return? I have one prayer and one request from you, this being that you seek me within your soul and trust the silence from your soul will eventually lead you to the love you most seek. For all of you are perfect souls experiencing imperfection to know who and what you are. You are all children of God and you have all the answers you seek within because that is where you will find me. Seek me out first through prayer, and fear not the perfection of your own soul. For so many of you are just seeking to be loved and accepted, except the love and acceptance you are ultimately searching for is your own. Prayer is the first step in your journey into remembering that love and perfection has been within you all along, So the next time your mind considers a situation, a moment where you just want to explore the depths of your own consciousness, pray with all of your heart. Trust that your prayers have been heard and answered before you even asked. Yet it is in the act of asking and seeking where you will ultimately find everything you could ever hope to experience in love. Break free from the self-imposed chains that have bound your wrists during your lifetime. Do you not understand the power of your thoughts to create your world? Yet you witness this fact each and every day that you have neglected your passion. You have witnessed, through the creation of your illusion, the consequences you face every day you deny yourself the experience of doing something that you love. The truest form of your self-expression, of your soul expression, has been hidden by your very choice. You chose to believe another lost soul that it was more important to do something that you do not enjoy for a mere paycheck, yet deny your talents and gifts, which is what true abundance represents. How is it that you have chosen to self-impose your limits on your own happiness, yet work so diligently to try and create happiness for another? Your actions are not in accordance to your truth, which is why you cannot continue to create deceit when you have undertaken this journey into truth. The two cannot coexist. So instead of attempting to believe your own lies, now you open your eyes to the truth your soul has been trying to experience all along. No longer can you open a newspaper and seek a meaningless job that doesn't serve your truth and question the universe as to why you did not receive it. No longer can you unjustly neglect your own talents and gifts. You have been living a lie by your own hands, the same hands that you have been blessed with to bring love and truth into your world, you have used to deliver fear and unhappiness instead. How did you come to this knowing and this understanding but through prayer? When you asked me to provide you love and the chance to heal the world one person at a time, did you close the doors to fear? Prayer is accepting responsibility for that which you seek the questions to. Through understanding, once you receive your truth, your soul can no longer exist within the illusions it created for itself. Your prayers have always been heard, my child. The only difference was in the acceptance of the answers you had been given. In previous prayers, you chose to close your heart and ears to the truth, yet your soul still yearned for peace, so your prayers persisted. One day, you realized you could no longer live in your own walls of fear and deceit. You opened the gates of truth and allowed your journey into self-love to begin. This journey has opened your illusion to reality and has released the self-imposed bonds you placed as limitations to your truth. In the journey into self-discovery, you became aware of those people who did not support your greater good be removed from your reality. They will be replaced with your truth. Prayer is a great responsibility. It leads to self-love, and self-love leads to opening doors of opportunity that you only thought existed in your mind and in your dreams. There is no greater power than love because God is love, and there is nothing greater than God. The realization of God existing within your own soul is the greatest gift of love you can ever provide yourself. It opens the floodgates to create unlimited love that will be experienced in every area of your life. Have I not told you that where there is truth, falsehood cannot exist? For truth and false are polar opposites. One is a reality and the other an illusion. Your prayers ask that my will be done, but my will is your will. When a prayer of my will being done is carried out from your soul, it sends a current of powerful energy. This energy will undeniably be returned to you with greater love in your life. Your greatest gift is to love one another as you love yourself. Only few souls are willing to allow themselves the experience of their own perfection. They choose to deny themselves in a false act of humility rather than claiming that which is their birthright when they chose to walk in this journey called life. When one soul awakens to the reality of its own perfection, a light is magnified that lights up another soul awakening. The tide of love is beyond measure, for you and I are one, and I am one with every soul you encounter. Thus, in your awakening, your energy awakens another from their illusion. Do you understand now why it is through the act of seeking oneself that will lead to self-love? You did not enter into this lifetime to be perfect. You are all perfect souls. You entered this journey to seek that which you are not, in order to understand and to know yourself. You created an imperfect illusion and forgot your perfection was all you ever needed to fill your soul from the moment of conception. There will always be moments of confusion and discomfort in the sense that you're creating lessons in which to understand the experience of love. However, your soul never doubted its own perfection. Your mind and your ego did. Your soul knows its truth, so it seeks truth within through the form of prayer. Those who do not seek to know self in this moment will refrain from prayer. They will continue to experience their illusion until the moment their soul becomes ready to remember its own perfection once again. This does not make that soul any less perfect for not remembering itself. So do not judge, for you do not understand the journey that each soul has chosen to experience. One is not better than another, which is why no one soul who walks this journey is better than another. Because one man drives an expensive car while another walks in tattered shoes does not make the wealthier man more abundant. For there are many souls experiencing great amounts of wealth yet lack in true abundance. Just as there are many souls walking their journey in the perception of lack, yet experience great abundance in its truest form. It just allows them both the opportunity to create their own journey into seeking their own soul's perfection. One soul does not need to understand the journey of another, only their own journey into truth and self-love. This will lead to the understanding that you can create your world through the power of your thoughts and feelings. This beautiful journey your soul is experiencing has allowed you to view the challenges of your life through the eyes of God, only when you were ready to lift the veil of illusion and see the truth for what it was. When you removed judgment and fear, you understood every experience your soul encountered was a lesson in self-love and acceptance. Had even one of these experiences not been manifested by you in your journey, the outcome of this conversation and written prayer would have been entirely different. How would your life be different today if just one of your perceived mistakes or experiences that created feelings of fear actually been removed? Which experience would you have removed and why? What would be the outcome of the lesson that would have made you a different person than you are today? The only way to empower another is to empower yourself first. Through the process of understanding the experience of self-love, will you then be able to remind another how to love themselves? There is a perfection and magic that souls create when they seek to love one another through asking God in prayer to create love in another person's life. Your soul has chosen to experience this through the power of the written word. Other souls chose to create beautiful music, art, and their own ways of self-expression. Imagine how different the world would be if souls chose not to experience the magic of remembering who they are. You would have a world created from fear, in which there is more lack than abundance and more fear than love. Look at the world that you've created. Ask yourself if you are choosing to spread the message of fear or love. If you choose to spread love, then look within yourself. The light of your soul will magnify the dark roads for many. If you choose to keep your eyes closed and experience fear, then accept the fear creates more to fear. The unknown recesses of the walls of your soul need not be feared but embraced. You have only to remember when you call upon me that every soul hears my voice through the echo of their heart and through the truth of their existence. You deserve to experience a life filled with love, fulfillment, and abundance in every area of your existence. When will it be the right moment for you to stop chasing illusions and seek me within your soul? You don't need another's permission, nor do you need their approval. The only voice that you hear will be shared through the realization of your own perfection. This was the first step towards finding your treasure. Dust off the cobwebs and open the treasure chest. Within this chest will be more love than you ever imagined. It does not require education, employment, or riches, only that you exchange illusion for reality and replace fear with love. Open the doors and I will walk you through a journey of the perfection of your own soul. You will discover you love more than you ever thought possible. Change the perception of the world within, and the experiences of your world without will change in accordance to your truth. Remember, where truth exists, there can be no lies. Where love exists, there can be no fear. Where God exists, there are only endless opportunities into self-discovery and self-love. You need not understand what provokes another to perform in a certain way. Rather, seek to understand your own truth and motivations. There, you will find complete understanding. Bow your head for a moment and take yourself on a journey into your own soul and toward the freedom from constraints of fear, lack, and pride. Trust that which you seek is within yourself. The love and acceptance you have been searching for your entire life is awaiting you. Within your soul's perfection lies the truth that will set you free. Within the beautifully lit rooms of your own soul, will you discover the difference between illusion and reality? Go now and discover your journey into the most perfect experience of life that you have to offer yourself. I am with you always. Seek me first, and all that you seek in love will be given unto you. Lesson 3, Illusion versus Reality. The difference between illusion and reality is only the perception of it. You enter into this world with free will, and it is your choice to accept to experience truth through love or illusion from fear. You cannot experience a world of peace when you choose to experience fear. The lack of what you do not have is only attracted by thought and emotions. You came into this world in abundance, yet have learned to practice fear and live life by that design. When you realize your own perfection, there is only love, hope, and faith. There is no abundance when you create an illusion filled with fear. There's only darkness, hopelessness, and sorrow because it goes against who you came into this world to be. Be yourself. Be great. Be abundant. Be happy. Be love and be loved. Be a child of God because that's who you are. You are all children of God. The only difference is through your perception of self when you create your world. You choose to have and you choose not to have. You choose to have limits, lack, and sorrow. I am here to remind every soul how to recognize their soul signs. How to listen when they are in prayer, waiting for answers, and realize the answer was within them all along. Do you have the courage to share this journey? Then begin by transforming your personal world, and you will discover the perception of the world around you will begin to change. Hope remains strong when those who cannot find their faith struggle to become reconnected with Source. The illusion you consider lack of time creates restrictions in your journey, which then creates negative emotions. When you are united to your true calling, you realize there is no shortage of time. for time does not exist in space or in the reality of the infinite possibilities. Realize the possibilities that exist in the mind are endless. Why do you not trust my guidance that has led you to this point in your life? Do your ears hear more than your heart knows? You have seen the glory of what love and desire can create. Every living thing and everything is energy. It vibrates from energy to thought, projected into the universe with the emotion of love and passion, which in turn ignites life and creation. Yet nothing can exist without it. I dare you to dream a reality so wondrous, child, where only your thoughts and your emotions become the deliberate creative force. All things are created from the mind's eye, yet you still question your own ability. Consider this. The table you are writing upon and the chair you're sitting on to write these words, even the pen in your hand, were all created from the mind's eye. Did the Creator just envision how the process would occur? No. The Creator saw the end completed from the beginning of the thought. The Creator then took control to create the energy needed to transform the idea into a completed pen. The thought became an idea for ink in which to write the words. Everything you see created around you began first as a vision in the mind's eye. They were all formed from thought, and the one who masters his thoughts to create love, peace, and joy has created a masterful life. There are few souls who have mastered their thoughts and created their reality into what they truly desire to experience. Every soul enters into this world with the same gifts of knowledge, yet you ask, who are you to create such abundance of love and joy for yourself? I ask you, who are you not to create your abundance of love and joy? You are a child of God. As a child of God, are you not aware the kingdom of God is your birthright? Yet you, as God's children, settle for what you are told you can have from the lost souls rather than what you know you can have. Thus you learn to fear your own mastery. Be still, my child, and know I am with you. Do not settle anymore for what the world tells you that you are allowed to experience and to create. Instead, listen to the voice within reminding you that you are the master of your own destiny, the creator of your own universe, and the composer of your own song. Trust your vision of what you wanted to create many years ago when you stood on the road of life and knew you could do and be anything your mind could create. It is time to make yourself accountable for what you have created and also for what you want to become. You and only you have the power to create the life of your dreams. You have been poor, you have been despondent, and you have suffered from the words of another to where it emotionally crippled you. Yet with time, you realize that your experience did not define you, nor does it define your destiny. What you chose to do with your experiences and how you served to handle them are what created the road towards your destiny. Redirect your energy towards the positive and refrain from negativity in any capacity. As you grow in your awareness of your own perfection, you too will experience such a knowledge and understanding of the power of your own hands to create everything you can imagine. You have witnessed your own power to create from just a vision throughout your entire life, yet you still doubt yourself. Why? Do you not realize that you are dimming your own light to shine? Through inspiration, the world will understand they too can create anything from pure thought and love. When you dim your inner light, the result is sadness. This deceives you into believing that you're not responsible for creating your own destiny. I have seen you create more of the same and am telling you that you can no longer live in your own deceit. Make a choice today to answer your own calling. Your heart and soul lean towards this conscious decision every day, yet you choose to do the same thing that has over the years brought you the same challenges. Expect the same and you will create the same circumstances in which to play out your role. Do you realize what a powerful child of God you are? Your ability to manifest your dreams is so powerful, yet you settle for the ordinary. You were born with the gift of creation, yet to uplift the egos of others, you kept your gift hidden. Now you seek me out to remind you how to uncover it. I tell you, my child, you were never without it. This gift of manifesting has been within you all along. Your lack of awareness hindered you from creating the life you wish to have. Open your eyes and see the world for what it is, an illusion-filled universe with energy you can control. All aspects of what you choose to think and feel are within your control. You innately possess the power to create abundance in every area of your life, so create it. You needed to experience being without before you could realize the power within you has been my power all along. For learning purposes, let us explain this in the simplest terms. You all came into this illusion and immediately labeled it your reality when in fact, spirit is the reality and flesh is the illusion. How else does one explain your souls and the existence of your soul in the hereafter once your physical body shut down? The only reality you need to trust is that life is formed from your souls and not just from your physical body. However, traumatic events can create fear, yet often this fear creates an illusion of separation from source. Trauma can often break the connection from illusion and reality. Often you believe your own self-limiting thoughts and create your own shackles to bind your wrists. The same process you use to create these illusions are what will eventually shatter them as well. This is what you're in the process of showing young women across the country through your work. This provides them an opportunity to seek their own light and magnify their reality. This light serves as a beacon to all women who have placed their own inner child in a corner and tucked their souls so tightly into their precious bodies that they no longer exist. They are here to please others and the world around them. They will soon come to the realization, through your process of teachings, that the only way to live life is to celebrate it. They should have the courage to acknowledge and honor their own souls.